to the Profit Business Cast, Canada's podcast for innovative entrepreneurs and executives. Here are your hosts, Robert Gold and Andrew Brown.
Once again, from high atop the Business Cast Podcast Center in Toronto, live and in the morning, we're way off to the west. This week, I can see Wood Buffalo, Alberta. I'm Robert Gold, Managing Partner of Benegold LLP, Chartered Accountants in Toronto, normally joined by my co-host, Andrew Brown, who today is off putting the final touches on our new book based on these interviews. But I am joined by Brian Church. Brian is the Country Manager, Canada, LinkedIn. Brian, welcome back to the Profit Business Cast.
Thanks, Robert. Excited to be here with you again.
And I'm excited to have you. Brian, this podcast is produced in partnership with Profit Magazine and ProfitGuide.com. Today, we want to talk about the evolution of LinkedIn. I can't name one professional in my sphere that is not an ardent user of LinkedIn. Why is that, Brian? How did we get to this point?
I appreciate the compliment, and it's been a very fun and exciting ride. LinkedIn has been and will continue to become an important part of professionals and people in the workplace to do a ton of things. And since we spoke last, one of the big areas that we've seen a change in and we've been leaning into a lot is thinking about LinkedIn as a publishing platform. And this is how we help individuals in our continued mission to create opportunity and create success for them in their role as a professional and also in the workplace in areas of information that can make them better at what they do every day. Some of the things that we've been doing, one is we launched LinkedIn Influencer Program, which brings together a number of leaders across the world, people like Richard Branson and Bill Gates, so forth, to share their insights about what made them successful, thoughts they have, so we can help others be successful in what they do every day and glean learnings from that. And the second area that I think has been really important is around providing rich media on the profile and allowing individuals to become publishers themselves almost, not only in a text format, but a visually rich format where they can share wonderful things like videos and potentially items like I've shared our previous podcast on.
Well, clearly there's an evolution that's taken advantage of the evolving world of technology with video and the influencers. I'm fascinated. I do follow some of them. Richard Branson, I know you promote as being one of the big influencers. Is this a lot different than the original goals or purposes of LinkedIn when it first launched a number of years ago?
I guess ultimately it's an extension of what we've always wanted to do, which is fulfill the vision of creating economic opportunity for every individual in the workplace. Part of that is connecting people, which, as you mentioned, we've done a great job at thus far and continue to do so, reaching close to a quarter of a billion users or members worldwide. But how do we now make them more productive and effective with giving them more information that can make them better every day? So it's more of a manifestation or continued manifestation of what we believe the impact we can do in the world.
Well, I'm curious. You said a quarter billion users. How many active users would you say we have in Canada?
Interesting story. When we talked previously, when it first started just over 3 years ago, we were just under 2 million. Now we've eclipsed 8 million, over 8 million members in Canada. Still puts us in pure population base, fifth largest member base in the world, which is pretty amazing for a smaller country when you compare us to big countries like India with the sheer size and population.
But I think that's the success of Canada and technology ventures. We're very much wired. We're very much connected. We very much take advantage of a lot of these connection opportunities. But as an aside, I'm also of the opinion, and a lot of the studies that are coming out these days near the end of 2013 effectively support that Canadian e-commerce is nowhere near where it should be on the world stage. We are hesitant as small to medium-sized businesses to get up there, get our goods, our product, our services on the web, even in a pamphlet. And as users, we still have this fear of flying, if you will. Why do you think that is, Brian?
I'm not quite sure I know the exact answer to that, Robert, but we are definitely completely connected and high users index very high worldwide. It may come back to just the culture of the Canadian individual. Generally, a lot more conservative than I would say our brothers from the South in the U.S. in how we promote ourselves as individuals and companies. And also the extension of that is entrepreneurship, which is an area I spend a lot of time talking about. These are areas we need to continue to put push ourselves to be better at and be out there more so we can have a broader place on the stage of the world.
And to learn how to take advantage of the export opportunities, whether it be hard goods or technology or even a Kindle book, for God's sake. Let us get out there. Canadian e-commerce should not suck. We should be at the forefront. I wave that flag, and I know you've waved that flag. And let's just stay on that soapbox is all I can say. Brian,
there with you.
Let's move on to the current core users and how they actually take advantage and the lessons we can share, how the business users today and individuals use LinkedIn to the most advantage. So let's talk about whether it's finding staff, recruiting, reinforcing brand. What are we telling people how best to use this?
I did touch on the publishing area, which is an area that a lot of people are thinking about using for consumption-wise. But beyond that, there's probably three areas that people are really thinking about it when I break it down, contrast and compare between an individual and also businesses or corporations. You mentioned a couple of them. The first, finding and connecting talent with opportunity. This is a big area, super important area, I believe, for the Canadian market, and one that we have totally transformed in how do you find a job, how do you find your next career move, and how do companies find the right people at the right time that will impact what they're trying to do. The second category is around brand. It's about building an individual and a corporate brand. So as an individual, what is the message and how do I want to promote myself as an individual in the marketplace? There's not that many places anymore where you have complete control of the profile and the brand that you want to put out there. We provide you that, and a lot of people are making it way more robust than it ever had been in the past. And then the last area, I would say, one that's in our subscriptions area that's starting to bubble up, is a high interest around the sales profession and how do they connect with, leverage that brand that I just talked about and to create opportunities for them with the right people through insights and relationships being a core to that. There's a lot in this area of social selling that's coming up, and we think we can help that category do it in an effective and a thoughtful manner.
Well, I'm going to give you a personal story that happened to me just yesterday. I was contacted by a lawyer in Mississauga on the west end of Toronto. He reached out to me to connect. I took a look at, I hadn't met this fellow. I wasn't really sure how I knew him, but I saw that our connection between each other was a banker that we both have worked with. I looked at the lawyer's law firm website. I saw that he's focusing his practice on medical and dental practices. A big part of our practice at Bennett Gold is also within the medical profession. So I allowed the connection on LinkedIn. Then I sent him an email. I said, you know, thanks for trying to connect with me. I see we have commonality of practices. Should we get together? And sure enough, we have a meeting set up in the next week, and I think we will find that we can do some work together. And all because he took the lead to say, how can I work with these guys? There is a commonality. So the sales funnel, the networking, that's the end I look at. And I do know that recruiting and staff, I don't want to, you know, be on the soapbox for LinkedIn here, but I see this thing working all the time through our clients' networks as well.
Completely agree, and your example is one that was happening on LinkedIn every day, and our goal is to aid that process and make it effective. And one of our mantras or desires in that sector is to eliminate the cold call. Who likes that anymore, right? Nobody wants to be cold called on anything, and why not do it through your contact base and referrals and so forth?
So let's talk about helping people further. Are there any new or recent initiatives that you'd like to talk to us about that fit into this helping the networking and avoiding the cold calls?
I think there's a lot of areas that are starting to come to fruition in that area of how do you actually use some of our subscriptions to do introductions to others in both an individual but also a corporate way, and how do we help that process help be less friction in it. The other areas that I would like to bring to your attention are areas that we're focusing on beyond that, which is mobile, which is a big area that is important to us as a corporation and also as an experience for the individuals and our members. And secondly, an area that we continue to think about because we're trying to create career trajectory for people is how do we help students that are either applying for college or university or leaving college and university looking for opportunities. We've got a great data set of what those careers can look like for them, so we've been able to connect them with the data and the information to help them on those decisions as they launch into their career.
Well, I think that's terrific. I spend a lot of my time counseling chartered accounting and chartered professional accounting students that are in university how to figure out their game plan. And I encourage every one of them, get your networking going, start your LinkedIn account and your profile as early as you can, because when you get out of school, that's going to be the depth you need to make the first big step. So well done in identifying the students.
It's not only identifying them out of college, but we want to help them earlier than that to actually make the right decisions for the right universities and colleges to go to fulfill the dreams that they want to achieve. We've partnered with a lot of the universities in Canada and across the globe so they can create robust pieces of information about their offerings. And then you can also see people that have graduated from those universities and colleges that are living the dream job you'd like to have, potentially reach out to them and ask them how they got there, right? How do we make this a very efficient process for you?
Brian, let's step back a minute and let's talk about, with this massive growth that LinkedIn has had, and let's just focus on Canada and your purview. Are there any surprises that you've had in growing as rapidly as you have had in the Canadian marketplace?
I wouldn't say it's surprising. It's always amazing when you look back over a three-year period. It's a pretty short period of time, the massive acceleration that we've had, because I remember early days when we were thinking about it in being a high goal of, could we get over 7.5 million people on the platform here in Canada, and we've eclipsed that. So that's exciting to have seen how quickly we achieved some of those goals. The other one that I really enjoy is seeing the depth of engagement that people see the value every day of using the product, how it's changed them, how it's helped them. And I love hearing stories from people which come up to me frequently about when I was out of work or I was looking for this business connection or whatever it may be, the challenge that they were faced in their environment, they actually are turning to LinkedIn to help them uncover either learning or connection or relationships that will help them solve the problem. Very excited about that.
Brian, are there any myths of LinkedIn that you would like to dispel with this opportunity?
The one we've mentioned a couple times, it's how we started and what a lot of people are aware of, which is LinkedIn is your resume on the internet. I think there's still a lot of people that don't understand how powerful many of the other tools are that are available to them. One of the things I say to people is think about changing it from your resume to your reputation. So not just talking about this as your resume, and please think about how you can be more robust in writing your profile. I challenge you to take a peek at mine, and I've written it more like a story to show a potential way that you could use the profile for your benefit. The myth I'd love to dispel is that LinkedIn is for finding a job or finding people for talent. It's a fabulous platform to do that, but on the platform, there's only a small percentage, actually, that's what they use it for.
Brian, one of the other big advantages to LinkedIn, and one of the places that I'm fairly well involved when it comes to entrepreneur and small, medium-sized enterprise groups, is just that, LinkedIn groups. And I share these podcasts on the groups. I get feedback and comment that helps us gear our guests. It gears our question line. Can we talk for a minute about the three lessons that you would like to share with business leaders about using LinkedIn groups for, let's just say, for profit and growth?
I'd like to actually take it a step up above groups, because I don't want to just bring it into groups. Groups are useful for a certain category, but I think there's a large area that I'd love to see the Canadian organizations do really well, which is, one, focus on talent. It can't be underestimated how impactful getting the right people in your organization that are passionate about what your vision is and what you're trying to do, how transformative that can be for an organization of any size. And then secondly, an area that is establishing the culture that you want inside the organization. And knowing from the beginning, this is something that LinkedIn has done really, really well. We live every day. We have codified our culture and values and what we believe, and it's something that people are exposed to right in the interview process when they come into LinkedIn. And then lastly, the rallying cry for my fellow Canadians is, how do we transform our country with innovation? We've got tremendous natural resources. We've done really well in a number of areas. I'd love to see us really become the center stage of innovation, and this is the country that the world looks to for innovation in different categories.
Well, and every political leader, every academic, every Canadian author is on that same bandwagon as well. So good on you, Brian, for waving that flag of Canadian innovation. Brian Church, Country Manager, Canada, LinkedIn. Brian, thank you again for being a guest on the Profit Business Cast.
Thank you, Robert. It was great to speak with you.
And until next time, I'm Robert Gold, Managing Partner of Bennett Gold LLP, Chartered Accountants in Toronto. Check us out at bennettgold.ca. And you can reach me at robert@businesscast.ca. You can find other great episodes of the Profit Business Cast at profitguide.com. See you next time in the morning, everyone, and good night, Wood Buffalo, Alberta.